Welcome to Anxious Ramblings. Here we're going to speak about all the crazy thoughts in your head that you're afraid to say out loud. Hi everyone, so for today I'm going to speak about being a student with a mental illness. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because this is a really, really important topic. As you know, 50% of lifetime mental health disorders start by the age of 14. Untreated mental illnesses can also lead to suicide. 1 in 10 college students has attempted suicide. Also, suicide is the second leading cause of death among people aged 25 to 34 and the third leading cause of death among people aged 15 to 24. And I feel like this is so crazy because we, as a society, have so many resources and so much things that we can do, but are making these kids feel like there's no other way out but to commit suicide. And I feel like that is unacceptable. So at first I want to get into how it was like for me dealing with a mental illness in college. So like I said before in previous podcasts, it's really hard for me to sit in class, and I was pretty much be going to class and I'd go home right after class. I wouldn't be involved in anything after school. I was in clubs before, but after I had anxiety, I wasn't able to stay on campus as long as I want to because I just have panic attacks. And I also remember missing presentations. I would not attend lectures that I really wanted to go to, and certain field trips. Like I remember one field trip, I was so nervous and so anxious that I basically spent the whole field trip in the bathroom, which is so bad. But honestly, I felt like I didn't really know where to get help with my anxiety, and I did call the disability office a couple of times and I didn't get a response. I sent emails and just telling them my situation, letting them know that I'm dealing with this, and if there's any way, I didn't know if they can help me, but I just wanted to reach out to see if they have any resources for me, but I didn't get a response, and I was way too anxious to even go to their office, so I definitely didn't feel like I had too many resources available to me on campus. Also, I did start to go to the counseling center, which was really helpful just to be able to sit there and talk to someone, so it's really great for that. But I did feel like I wanted to try like new type of therapies or like just try different things that I feel like as a free service they probably wouldn't have been able to offer me. Also, one thing that really definitely helped me that I suggest to anyone who's in school, whether it be college or high school, and is dealing with a mental illness, is to talk to your teachers and professors about it. Like, I spoke to one of my professors this spring, and after that, being in her class was so much better because I knew that she was aware of what I was going through. She may not have understood what I was going through, but she knew. And ever since I walked into that class, I was no longer anxious. I felt really comfortable being in that class because I knew someone in that room cared. And she was really helpful in asking if I needed any extensions or anything like that. Just anything that I needed, she was really willing to help me. And I didn't want any extensions or anything like that. I didn't want any special treatment. I just wanted her to be aware. And just having someone aware can really mean a lot. And it definitely helped me with the rest of my semester with her class. So overall, I just feel like there wasn't enough. I didn't feel like I can open up and tell people about it because I didn't feel like I was welcomed in with this anxiety, and I really hope that we can change that somehow. And I asked a question about how can schools help students with mental illnesses so they feel like there's no other options but to withdraw. And surprisingly, a lot of people said that school really can't help them, and they didn't think the school could do anything, because most of the time school is a problem for these kids. A lot of it, I haven't gone through it, but a lot of it could be bullying, or that can lead to mental illnesses, bullying, or just lack of support for mental illnesses that really makes it worse. So I can understand how they can feel like school really wouldn't help, but I do think that there's so much more that these institutions can do to make it better for us. So first, I feel like we need to be teaching mental health issues and we need to be teaching people about mental illnesses when they are in middle and high school, because those are the times where people are growing up and really going through a lot of changes, and learning that these changes are normal and not something that you should be ashamed of, and it's okay to get help. I feel like learning that at a young age can really help these students grow and learn how to cope with their anxiety or depression or any mental illnesses, so when they go into college they can really succeed and not feel like they have to withdraw. Also, I feel like just like we have nurses' office, we should have more counseling centers and more with actual psychiatrists on site. And it should be something that everyone has to do. You shouldn't have to feel left out or feel stigmatized because you're going to the counseling center. It should be a welcoming place that everyone, maybe like they'd include it, like if they have it in the high school, they'll make everyone have at least one appointment just to show that this is a place where everyone is welcomed, and just to add that everyone has mental health and it's something that is normal and should not be stigmatized. Also, I feel like there should be more like mental health related organizations and events on campus, and just like things that get people together and get people talking about mental health. And I'm going to be talking about this in another episode that I interviewed someone for, but I recently found out about a organization called Active Minds, and they do just that. They bring awareness to these mental health issues, and I am really trying to see if I can open a chapter on my campus here at Emmanuel. Also, I feel like we should, if someone is in class dealing with a mental illness, they should have different, like they should be able to get extensions for their homework without any penalties, and they should be able to continue. Like, let's say I have like I'm having really bad anxiety. I'm gonna need to not go to class for the next 2 days. We should be able to catch up online, or just be able to do our work and continue online and go to class and not be penalized. Because sometimes school really is the problem, and what can we do? Why should we have to withdraw from school and not go to class because we have this mental illness? Why not, if we are able to finish our work at home, why can't we do that and then go back to school? Like, I know this is going to be like something that's really hard to put into place, but I really feel like we should have options like that. We shouldn't only have to think about withdrawing or leaving the school or starting somewhere else. Like, there should definitely be more resources available for us. Also, I was thinking about another suggestion is a peer mentor, like a peer mentor program to help kids with mental illnesses. So let's say a group of students in college who dealt with mental illnesses for a while and who knows how to take advantage of their resources and reach out and get the help that they need. They will be mentors to students who are in middle school and high school who are going through the same things, who feel really hopeless, who feel like that no one understands, who feel alone. These college students can really show them that there are people out here to help you and you're not alone. And I feel like having a program like that can definitely help some of these kids who are going through all these changes and who think that this thing is going to last forever. Also, I feel like we just, overall as a community, in schools and just in every neighborhood, I feel like we just need more general knowledge and empathy for those with mental illnesses. We need to know about these issues. We need to talk about them. We need to make them normal and not stigmatize people who have them. So the next part of the show, I'm going to play for you an interview that I had with a follower of mine named Matt. He's 19. He's from New York. He suffers with panic disorder, agoraphobia, and PTSD. And I hope you guys enjoy his story. And I just want to thank Matt for allowing me to share his story with you all.
Well, I've had panic disorder since I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was treated for it with mostly medication and not much therapy. until I was about 13, and that's when I really like started to get my stuff together and get on the right medication. And I had it all about together until I started college and I started working more hours at my job.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had a little bit of agoraphobia, but it never pretty intense. But around January, I started getting more panic attacks and intrusive thoughts about my swallowing. Like, I wouldn't be able to swallow, fear of that, fear of not being able to breathe. And I just had heightened senses of everything around me. I was working like 50 hours a week. I was going to school full time, so it was pretty rough. And then I started getting sick a lot. I would get like I had the norovirus, if you remember that. I had the flu. I just kept getting sick over and over again. My immune system was like going down.
Okay.
And one day I just started avoiding places that I thought would make me anxious, and I started calling out of work, and it happened really fast, and then I became agoraphobic.
And you started college, and did you stop like after one semester, or how long were you there until you became really agoraphobic?
I would say, I went for the fall semester for 2012. Mm-hmm. And then I had to withdraw it because I don't exactly remember why. I think I started getting anxious and I was having difficulty with like perfectionism. I've always had difficulties with that, and I guess that's related to the anxiety in some way. But I wouldn't turn in papers, so I was doing pretty poorly. So I decided to cut my losses and withdraw and concentrate on work. And I always had a problem of putting work first and foremost.
Yeah.
And just doing better and better in that aspect. And then I went back for the winter semester, I think.
Okay.
And I had to withdraw from that because of the panic attacks. And I barely made it there to be able to sign the paper to withdraw.
Wow. I can definitely relate to that. Like, I remember the first... September of this year, actually, I would just go to, as soon as I get to campus, I just have panic attacks, and, like, I remember the first day of class, I had, like, one in every single class, and it's, like, tough to just be there, you know?
Yeah, you can just sit through it.
Exactly.
And hope no one notices.
Right, now just be sitting there, like, staring at the clock, waiting for it to be over so I can run out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. It really is, but with a combination of things and just staying positive, you can start convincing yourself more and more, and it becomes easier, I believe. Like I've been, like you. One of the questions you wanted to ask me was what has been the most helpful, and to be honest, I spent 5 months, four months going untreated,
mm-hmm.
And my parents went on a cruise for a week. And without me, because I was supposed to go, but they had already invested their money in it, so they went anyway. And I had really bad separation anxiety, so I would have the worst panic attacks for 8 days straight. I didn't eat. I've probably lost 15 pounds since January.
Wow.
Just from it. But it's been so hard trying to get someone to come to the house, because they all tell you, oh, you have to go out. Oh, you have to go to the emergency room. Or...
Exactly. Have you, like, personally felt the stigma of mental illness?
Oh, yeah, definitely. From everywhere. Since I was a child, like... since I was a child, I've always tried to hide it because I was bullied to begin with. So if I was bullied for something people didn't understand, you know... Why do you want to stay in while everyone else goes outside during recess, you know?
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. And I never opened up. I didn't open up until, like, 7th or 8th grade. And that was just to one person. And now I'm a lot more open about it. Yeah, the stigma comes from my family. Like, I remember my dad saying, be a man about it. Like, you have to go out and face it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's never been through it.
And I feel like it's so much worse on guys, because it's like, you know, women are already made to feel like, you know, weaker. And when I feel like guys have mental illnesses, they have to hide it even more than us because you don't want to seem like you're not a man or whatever the stereotype is.
Oh, yeah, and you the statistics say that it's more predominant in women that are 20 years old. I was fortunate enough to get enrolled in this program, the ACT team.
Okay.
I don't know if it's national, but it's in Suffolk County, and they actually come to my house, like, up to 6 times a month, social workers.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really great.
Yeah. I was put on a waiting list. It took a while, but I'm so fortunate to have gotten it because now I'm on medication. Now with the medication, I can use cognitive behavioral therapy. Like my mind isn't racing as much, and I'm on Valium right now. I'm on Valium and Celexa, Citalopram.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking the Valium while the Citalopram kicks in.
Okay.
Which is a double-edged sword because the Valium, like, knocks me out. And if I miss enough doses of it, I could have really bad panic attacks and seizures.
Oh, wow.
But it's really been helpful because before, when I was handling it on my own, I would take one step forward and 2 steps back. And now I take 2 steps forward and 1 step back, or 3 steps forward and 1 step back.
Okay.
But I'm definitely better off than I was. And that's all you gotta keep thinking about.
Right.
Ultimately, it's up to you, though. So I would say I helped myself, ultimately.
Yeah, I think it's like you just get tired of trying to find other ways to, you know, trying to find other ways to help yourself, and you have to realize that it is up to you, and it's up to you to just get fed up one day and just like, you know, I have to change my life, and I have to, like, be in control of this.
Yeah, you have to face it to some degree.
Exactly. Like, I feel like the more you tend people, like, you know, the more you fight it off, I think it gets worse. I feel like it's better if you, like, you know, take it on each day and just live with it and try to the best you can to make it work in your advantage. I think yeah.
You put it perfectly. Yeah. When you resist, persist.
Exactly.
Yeah, so now I'm making sure I drive every day. I get out, I do exposure, even if I can't go as far as I did yesterday, I still go out and drive.
That's great.
You know, I'm not stuck in the corner of the house anymore.
That's great.
One person isn't going to work for everybody, obviously.
Exactly.
And it's a long process if you go through the medication route, trying to find the medication, and the medication isn't a total fix.
Exactly.
And you're going to have to combine it with facing your fears one way or another. One way or another, you're going to have to feel some sort of anxiety until you're not afraid of it, until you have the right set of coping mechanisms, until you get comfortable.
I'm going to end by reading some responses I received from a question I posted on my blog. And the question was about how was your experience with school and mental illness? And I received an answer from an anonymous follower, and they wrote, I ended up withdrawing from university in the second semester of my first year due to social anxiety and consequent panic attacks. I really don't think that school could have done anything to prevent it. I ended up seeking help, and now I am on SSRIs, and they have helped tremendously. I am back in school and so much happier. Another one of my followers explained to me about her being in a study abroad program and having to, she had to withdraw the study abroad program because of her mental illness. And she explained to me that the school ended up giving her an individualizing educational plan to help with her anxiety, and where she would get extensions on projects and different help throughout her academic year. She also writes, then later they said they didn't have enough time to process an IEP for me. I do think IEPs can be helpful for students with mental health, but they make it so hard to obtain. They also never mentioned it before to anyone, so not many people know that it's an option. There needs to be better ways for the schools to handle mental illnesses. Lastly, another anonymous user writes, I quit school during this 11th grade because generalized anxiety disorder and anxiety attacks. And the teachers tried to make me stay as much as possible. But the space I've had these 6 months has really helped me, and sometimes you literally just need time to heal and focusing yourself and forcing yourself into a hard situation where you're not at your best can do more harm than good. The space has also helped me figure out what I really want from life. School can't do much if it's part of the problem. So I'd like to take this time to send some special thank you shoutouts. I'd like to thank my audio consultant Jean, my music composer Elise, my Tumblr followers who answered this week's question, and I will also send a special thank you shout out to my friend Willie. He has been definitely really, really helpful in giving me feedback and support, and thanks Willie for being a great friend and for encouraging me along the way. And the question for next episode is going to be, how has fear affected your mental health? To answer this question, you can email me at anxietysurvivor@gmail.com. Also, email me with your suggestions, feedback, how I can make this podcast better. And you can also follow me at Twitter @anxioussurvivor. Thank you all for listening. Hope you all tune in next time.